We're glad you stayed with us here. The idea that you were willing even to accept in any terms the idea of the entirety of self-responsibility, which cannot not lead you, at least conceptually, to the conclusion that sickness and pain and loneliness and death are a choice that you have made within your own mind. And as difficult as that may appear to be with you, within the necessity for the converting nature of your concepts, I assure you that the decision to be here and occupy this body and believe that you are in a moment of devastation and separation from the universe is why you are here, and that I am employing at your bequest through this Course in Miracles a training procedure that continues each moment to show you a whole alternative to the idea you have about yourself as separate from God. The idea that you would be a human being in this little dark form of light potential with the billions of stars that appear to be out there, billions of galaxies where they are making now attempts to find other life, and all the things that go within the particulars of your own mind that would show you in an instant, if you would allow it to, that you are a sojourner in the idea of space-time with the totality of a capacity to recognize your purpose for being here. You're searching within the fabric of your own mind an idea of a resolution that you know is possible within time, but that you have been unable to find within the continuing revision of the necessity to stay self-contained and to define yourself as that body and get old and die. Look at this just for a moment in one of the lessons of the workbook. This is about you. All things are given you. God's trust in you is limitless. He knows His Son. He gives without exception, holding nothing back that can contribute to your happiness. And yet, unless your will is one with His gifts are not received. But what would make you think there's another will other than God's? Here is the paradox that underlies your idea of this world. Are you listening? This world is not the will of God, and so it is not real. Yet those who think it real must still believe there's another will, and one that leads to opposite effects from those that He wills. Impossible indeed, but you listen. Every mind that looks upon the world and judges it as certain and solid and trustworthy and true believes in two creators, or in one, Himself alone, but never in God alone. All right? And this is the strange belief that all human beings have in their own self-identity. Do you see that? Here is the only home that you think you know within your body. Here is the only safety He believes that He can find. Without the world that He made, is He an outcast, homeless and afraid? He does not realize that it is here He is afraid indeed, and homeless too. An outcast wandering so far from home, so long away, he does not realize he has forgotten where he came from, where he's going, and even who he really is. Yet in his lonely, senseless wanderings, God's gifts go with him, all unknown to him. Why? He can't lose them. But he will not look at what is given him because of his fear. He wanders on, aware of the futility he sees about him everywhere, perceiving how his little lot but dwindles as he goes forward to nowhere. Still he wanders on in misery and poverty, alone, though God is with him, and a treasure his so great that everything the world contains is valueless in its magnitude. I wanted to talk to you just for a moment about that, because it's a definition of how you're looking at yourself within this world. Very simply, as a human being within that body, what you're afraid of is the offering that I'm presenting you now. Okay. As I attempt to penetrate the containment of your conceptual thoughts, wherein you're demonstrating the limitations you impose on yourself as a body. So you've come into this parameter of consciousness with me, and I'm a figure within your idea of yourself, attempting to show you that surrounding you is a power of universal mind demonstrated by light energy, electromagnetic energy, that will enlighten the association of the particle wave identity by which you maintain a molecular structure of an idea separate from what you are. In a particular sense, it's a conversion of the idea that you can occupy yourself in space-time. And you've been afraid of it. What are we addressing here directly? Are you ready? You're afraid to be whole and perfect. Okay, let's go back to the lesson now. Okay, the power of decision is yours, because all power is given unto you in heaven and earth. If this is true, the decision to be that body and to occupy yourself within that space-time reference is exactly and precisely why you're here. Let's reiterate it just for a moment from the workbook. Here it is. This is the decision. No one can suffer loss unless it be his own decision. No one suffers pain except his choice elects this state for him. You listening? No one can grieve, nor fear, nor think him sick unless these are the outcomes that he wants. And no one dies without his own consent. Nothing occurs but represents your wish, and nothing is omitted that you choose. You listening? Here is your world, complete in all details. Here is its whole reality for you, and it is only here that salvation is. So, the idea that the decision is yours to make has entered into the fabric of possibility within your own association. Look with me, will you, just for a moment, because I'm in your mind, and I'm under your instructions to offer you a healing at this time and place. Will my healing be based on what the world thinks you are? Try not to continue in the absurd insanity that this world has anything to do with what you really are. It doesn't. This world is a momentary containment within your own mind that has disallowed you to see the converting agency present with us now at this moment as we communicate with the power of love in the forgiveness mode of laying down the defenses that previously constituted our idea of attack. What's particularly joyous to me and other teachers of God now who are representing their own illumination is your inborn capacity to share our illumination with us. It's the emergence within the species. If you'd like to look at it as evolutionary or revolutionary, it's perfectly proper. I am showing you a manner in which you can escape from space-time. Now, the idea that it's possible for you to journey to the stars is totally contained within the fabric of who you think you are in this location. And just as obviously, if it is possible for you to journey to other galactic associations, it cannot be accomplished in the manner in which you have designed and identified yourself within the slow time, within the frequency of time. Because within that frequency, you're obviously not going anywhere. By allowing the particulars of conversion of your mind to be active with you at this time, are you listening? You may appear anywhere by your choice and a mutual decision made somewhere within the fabric of space-time to, as we say, appear anywhere within the universe. Are you listening with me? You have chosen within your own mind to appear in this continuum of time on this planet Earth as an identity of a human being, occupying yourself in historic references concerning this body identity. You are now that. What I want you to question within your own mind, within our regard of correspondence in which we search for reasons for being here, that you ask yourself, what am I doing here? Why am I here? Why do I continue to suffer pain and loneliness and rejection when I came here on a mission to identify myself in love and forgiveness? The solution that I am offering you is contained not within the idea of separation, which is an illusion, okay, that you are not whole and perfect, but rather within the certainty that you brought with you when you came into this continuum. I want to read you one more paragraph about your sojourn in time. Listen. So, who are we talking about? You, look. This is your chosen self, the one you make as a replacement for reality. This is the self you savagely defend against all reason and every evidence and all the witnesses with proof to show that this is not you. You don't need them. You go on your appointed way with eyes cast down, lest you might catch a glimpse of truth and be released from self-deception and set free. You cower fearfully lest you should feel Christ's touch upon your shoulder and perceive his gentle hand directing you to look upon your gifts. How could you then proclaim your poverty and exile? He'd make you laugh at this perception of yourself. Where's self-pity then? And what becomes of all the tragedy you sought to make for him whom God intended only joy? You want to look at that with me, at the particulars of your own mind and how I look at you from out of time, returning for just a moment in your determination to represent yourself as a human being? Was that a good description of you? Huh? In the New Testament, Jesus calls you the dead ones. The particulars of the Course in Miracles are to teach you to heal the sick and raise the dead. Obviously, if you're occupied within your own containment, what you're afraid of is the message that I'm offering you. Shall we try it? Let's try it together. All power is given unto you in heaven and earth. Say that to me. Yeah. What are you afraid of? You right there cowering within your own conceptual idea of yourself. What are you afraid of? The love of God? Are you so fearful of the offering that I'm giving you that you'd rather protect yourself and go on into the little depth of death that still pertains to you? My dear one, I'm afraid that you're going to have to be afraid of my message in its entirety, because the message I am offering you is to show you where you have placed yourself intentionally because of fear in order to disassociate yourself from the love of God. Yet it's impossible you didn't bring that love with you when you came. Say to me, I forgot. Yeah. Look at me. I'm appearing now within your dream image in the continuum of time as you've identified yourself, and am informing you in its entirety the paranoia of your association with yourself that has defined your fear of the love of God that's all around you. We just read you, you feel the touch of Christ's hand on your shoulder, and it increased your fear. We've been attempting to present this Course in Miracles to the world, and we're very much aware that the aggregation of dark form of light protects itself from the simple message of the power of universal mind. Yet in my offering to you is my certainty of who you are. Are you ready? In my certainty is your certainty, because we share one mind. The entire teachings of the Saviorship of Jesus of Nazareth are to a whole idea of self-realization that he demonstrated, and that I am demonstrating you, to you, now, within this fabric of time. One more paragraph. This is about you. So here I am, and your ancient fears have come upon you now, and justice has caught up with you at last. Christ's hand has touched your shoulder, and you feel that you are not alone. You even think the miserable self you thought was you may not be your actual identity. Perhaps God's word is truer than yours. Perhaps his gifts to you are real. Perhaps he has not wholly been outwitted by your plan to keep his son in deep oblivion and go the way you chose without your true self. I gotta show you something within your own concepts that you might not want to accept from me, but it's very fundamental to my certainty of singularity. God doesn't know anything about this. Your attempt to isolate yourself from the universal mind of everything that is was totally unsuccessful and is over and gone a long time ago. The next paragraph in this teacher's idea of the workbook reminds you that God is not concerned about your apparent separation at all, and that we are actually seeing ourselves together as whole and perfect. Here's how it sounds. God's will does not oppose, it merely is. It is not God you have imprisoned in your plan to lose yourself. He does not know about your plan, so alien to his will. There was a need he did not understand, to which he gave an answer. I love it. That's all. And you who have this answer given you have no need, no more of anything but this. Here we go. Now do we live, for now we cannot die. The wish for death is answered, and the sight that looked upon it now has been replaced by vision, which perceives that you are not what you pretended to be. Are you listening? One walks with you who gently answers all your fears with this one merciful reply. Listen, it is not so. He points to all the gifts you have each time the thought of poverty oppresses you, and speaks of his companionship when you perceive yourself as lonely and afraid. At the very minimum, if you're with me in this teacher's manual of the Course, I hope you'll avail yourself of the workbook of the Course, which is a systematic way for you to change your mind about yourself. Now you find yourself in a very particular association within the matrix of time, that is, in the idea of the sequentiality of time. You believe you've come into this world, okay, lived within that little association of time, and are preparing to die. Obviously, I'm denying you that preparation. I'm showing you that in your preparation to die is the entirety of the converting nature of who you really are. The Apostle Paul expresses it so beautifully, doesn't he, in the New Testament, when he said, I die daily. When I got up this morning, okay, I looked at my wholeness in my association with the power of love that we're representing, and I'm going to use this day today to be all the time that there is. Because I know that by this message of love from this teaching mechanism is available to me a light that I brought with me when I came into this continuum. Are you with me with this? Look at me. I'm in your mind right now, in your own self-recognition, reminding you of your mission within time. When is it going to happen? Say now to me. Look, say to me, now is the only time there is. Yes. It's impossible you didn't choose now to perform this act of revelation, this act of light, because now is the only time there is. Say to me, here, here, now, here and now. Yeah. Here is the only space-time there really is. What have we done? We've allowed your mind within the practice of this workbook to collapse momentarily on the idea of the wholeness of fear that represented you. In a particular fashion, what you've done is stop for a moment and let what was pursuing you catch up to you. To your happy surprise, when it catches up to you, it turns out to be a messenger telling you that your time is up, not in death, but in life. The one thing that you were fearful to hear was this messenger, this prophecy, as we call it, that is going to be fulfilled if you'll stop just long enough within your own parameter of death motivation to hear it. You did stop long enough. Okay. Remember the message? When you were healed, you were not healed alone. And all of a sudden, those that were giving you messages of fear, all right, within your own mind, by the projections of your mind, are being converted to loving relationships of self-identity, where we share, through forgiveness, the totality of our relationship with the mind of God. Are you with me? This is the time and place that you have chosen to perform this act of leaving this continuum of time. This is through the direction of the teacher's manual of the Course, along with the practice of the workbook, that have shortened time sufficiently within this association of our minds, where you have been willing to look at which you previously were very fearful to do. And that's my certainty of your capacity to leave this cycle of time, here and now. So we have 27 minutes to go, and your time is going to be up, and I'll be back within this fabric to remind you, as a finality to this, that this is the time that you have chosen. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we are thinking together about the joy in the experience of our release. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone. We're all enjoying the idea of the release from pain and death that we're sharing in this moment of revelation. We've discovered the truth of our Course in Miracles, which is nothing but the totality of a demonstration that we need do nothing. Each time we've been pursued within our own sequential idea of time, we have defended ourselves from the simple message that it's time to go home. At a very minimum, the message that I'm offering you within this time frame is a complete realization that the schism was repaired. And it was repaired the instant of the idea of separation occurred within your own mind. And you've been occupied with the retention of that fear, okay, and have demonstrated to this world your idea of what you wanted to be in your relationship with your own separation. So the lesson you are entrusted with, the gifts of God, have taken on a new meaning to you. There's a statement about the mission that you accept within this association if you decide now to continue in this experience. Listen to me for just a moment about this. Yet he reminds you still of one thing more that you've forgotten. For his touch on you has made you what? Like himself. The gifts you have are not for you alone. What he has come to offer you, you now must learn to give. This is the lesson that his giving holds, for he has saved you from the solitude you sought to make in which to hide from God. He has reminded you of all the gifts that God has given you. He speaks as well of what becomes your will when you accept these gifts and recognize them as your own. Listen, the gifts are yours, entrusted to your care, to give to all who chose the lonely road that you have escaped. Listen, these are the humans now that you'll meet out in the world. They don't understand, they but pursue their wishes. It is you who will teach them now, for you have learned of Christ. There's another way for them to walk. Teach them by showing them the happiness that comes to those who feel the touch of Christ and recognize God's gifts. Let sorrow not tempt you now to be unfaithful to your trust. I want to show you that just for a minute. As a so-called advanced teacher of God, you have discovered, look at me, a solution that's not of this world. What was the manner in which you discovered it? By forgiving your own attack thoughts. There was a certain time in space and time when you said, hey, just a minute, I'm being attacked by myself. I intend to defend myself within my own concepts, okay, and idolize myself to a separation from what the reality of the universe is. I was unsuccessful at it. And I have discovered now that I am employing a mission at a direction of a whole mind, in my case, Jesus Christ, to offer to the world the bright solution of healing that I found. Okay? Let's practice just for a moment what we've learned within this course. Okay? Say to me, shall we practice? Say to me, I can only give to myself. Say it. Could you feel it? Everything out there that you're denying is a denial of you. Protect everything you value by the act of giving it away. As you give, you recognize the gifts that are inherent in you within this time frame, and you give them away so that you have no reflection coming back to you of pain and loneliness and death. So the particulars in the teacher's manual that ask you to remember that healing cannot be repeated are nothing but your continuing necessity within your own arrangement of mind to undergo an experience of the true you. This is so often demonstrated within the continuity of time, that the whole you is standing, okay, right next to the idea of your separation, and it's instantly available to you in a realignment of time based on our certainty that all of the continuity of time is actually going on here and now. So in the lesson we read today, this is the time of fear. This is the time where you have said to yourself, all of the roads that I have journeyed on have led me only to another episode of death. I start out with the idea of finding the solution. The power of gravity curves me, although it doesn't appear to, and I end up right back where I started. I'm contained within an event horizon of correspondence of my mind that doesn't allow me to see at this time and place. If I will be still for a moment, I will collapse into the certainty of the entirety of the potential of the universal mind represented in space-time. Now, I'm within your mind telling you there's nothing to be afraid of. I intend to heal you entirely. And in a particular sense, look at me, body identity. You don't have anything to say about it at all. Listen, if you have anything to say about it at all, it will only be the defense of yourself in your need to proclaim yourself as that body. You right there in that nursing home. You right there now suffering the conflict of your associations within this world. I'm in your mind. I am representing to you a new space-time continuum that you can recognize very simply because you are the cause of the faculty of separation that appears to protect you from the moment of the realignment. Remember how important the lesson was within the teacher's manual that when you are healed, you are not healed alone? That all around you will be generations within space-time that will recognize that moment of reclamation contained within the memory of the 40,000 years of separation. Just one more sentence about when you are healed, you are not healed alone, because in my certainty of the light and love I am offering you, I will demonstrate to you that I'm not a body. I know that many of you are still determined to believe that I'm some sort of 75-year-old carcass of rotting flesh that we just described to you, and that I'm going to occupy this body and is finally going to be laid to dust along with all of those who continue to deny the love of God. I'm denying it to you right now. The solution that I'm offering you at this time and place is not contained within our concepts. It's a momentary alteration of the place that you think you are in time, to show you the entirety of the healing processes in the power of love that we're sharing together. I'm going to read you just one more paragraph, and then we're going to begin to share the excitement that we freed ourselves of the bondage of time. Listen. When I am healed, I'm not healed alone. The world obeys the laws that sickness serves, but healing operates apart from them. Listen, it is impossible that anyone be healed alone. In sickness must he be apart and separate, but healing is his own decision to be one again and to accept his self with all its parts intact and unassailed. In sickness does his self appear to be dismembered and without the unity that gives it life. But healing is accomplished as he sees the body has no power to attack the universal oneness of God's Son. You're particleized in your relationship with the fabric of space-time, the power of light, to the point that you assemble within your own mind body particles that identify yourself within the longevity of separation. Yet it's impossible within your own cellular relationship with your body is not a nucleus of entirety, let's call it a stem cell, because that's what I'm offering you, that contains the entirety of a moment of your wholeness. In this sense, spiritual healing is nothing but the totality of the recognition of a singular self that you are. Will it reparticleize the body? 97% of the molecular association of your body wasn't there a year ago anyway. Why would you be concerned about my 75 years when they have nothing to do with what I really am? And most particularly, why would you, within your own aging process in that body, try to protect yourself from the power of my mind through the love that we share with each other in the realization of the wholeness and the healing process that I intend to represent to this world, and in which I intend to have you take your place with me, since this is the agreement that we made at the time we entered into this fabric of separation. Listen to this. Sickness, the idea that you're a body in particleization, would prove that lies must be true. Listen, healing demonstrates the truth is true. The separation that sickness would impose has never really happened. To be healed is merely to accept what always was the simple truth and always will remain exactly as it has forever been. Here's your problem, illusionary one, split mind, human. Eyes accustomed to illusions must be shown that what they look upon is false. So healing, never needed by the truth, must demonstrate that sickness is not real. What a lovely passage, and I'm going to remind you of it now within the nature of the teachings of Jesus. If your eye be single, okay, if you have a moment's realization of yourself, you will be healed along with the images that represent your previous separation. That's the proof that when you're healed, you're not healed alone. In a particular sense, the reparticleization of the utilization of the power of your mind shows you an energy force that cannot be contained within the sickness of your body. Look at me. Okay, I know you think somewhere perhaps that I'm a human being in this association with this formulation of time. I'm not. I assure you within this teaching that I have assumed an image in my certainty that we can correspond in a re-imagery of ourselves in the wholeness represented by this continuum of time. That's how I heal. I'm not concerned about your sickness. I'm not concerned about your body. Say to me, at no single moment is my body whole or real. Yeah. Your body is undergoing continuing changes, yet you hold it in a fabric of sequential time, and you wonder why you come here, and you end up losing the things you love and getting sick and dying. You're not going to be successful at it. I have disrupted your cycle of sequential time. I caught you as you came around this time, and I got you to stand for a moment and look at a new power within your dream. You know what I'm going to call it just for a moment within this lesson, in the healing process? A counter-illusion. Listen to this. Here we go. Healing might thus be called a counter-dream, which cancels out the dream of sickness in the name of truth, but not in truth itself. Listen. Just as forgiveness overlooks all sins that never were accomplished, healing but removes illusions that have never occurred. Just as the real world will arise to take the place of what has never been at all, healing but offers restitution for imagined states and false ideas which dreams embroidered into pictures of the truth. I love it. You are an embroiderment of light energy that demonstrates the frailness of the particulars of your space-time association. Do you know why that occurs? Shall I tell you within the matrix? You have no source of reality. Okay, all reality comes from the universal mind of God is in continuous in creation. You look about in this little frailty of the idea of separation, you keep trying to prove yourself as an effect that has no cause. Because the cause of you, which you entertain just for that moment in the idea of separation, is long gone. Will you say this with me now at the finality to the idea that you're about to leave this space-time? This world was over a long time ago. Say it. Say it. This is the healing process. Okay. I know that you are representing anti-truth, anti-love. You are a moment of the idea of negative associations within dark form that demonstrate the entirety of the separation. The converting agency of light that I'm representing to you right now is going to show you through your own illumination the healing process that I am employing in this world. What does it have to do with the sickness? Nothing at all. It has to do with the idea about who you think you are within the concepts of your idea, sustained and verified by this world of separation that are not true. Who you are pretending to be within your own dream of death and are employing as a mechanism of power of decision to attempt to annihilate yourself are not who you are, and you will not be successful at maintaining yourself separate from the reality of love that is now surrounding us. Say to me, I need to sustain myself. Why? If all of the power of the universe is yours, why would you connect sustaining idea of time, protecting yourself within an arrangement, okay, as what you are? This world, as pictured within your dream of death, is not who you are. The healing that I am offering you at this time and place through the power of my self-certainty cannot not have demonstrated to you your own certainty of who you are. Now, you will now take that certainty as represented by your conversion and offer it to other particleizations of form that have retained themselves in protective devices within space-time. The power of the agency of your mind through healing and love and forgiveness of our objective countering in the idea of death are what you have discovered in your own enlightenment. And it's what we're sharing here and now. What an exciting prospect that you've accepted from me in this final 4 minutes of self-realization that this world is about to be over for you. What were our lessons for today? A very simple lesson, first of all, that contained within your own mind is the solution. You've accepted the idea that there's an alternative possible for you, but it's not within the fabric of association of sequential time by which you have identified yourself. I have demonstrated to you, hopefully under the auspices of my Savior Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, the power of any single mind to be whole and perfect as God created him. and represent it entirely within the slow time sequentiality that has previously denied access to universal mind. And that's what we're sharing here right now, aren't we? The excitement that's going on around the world are the particulars of the converting agency of, let's use the term, resurrection for a minute. The idea of the power of your mind to heal the sick and raise the dead is what we are demonstrating together now through this mind training of A Course in Miracles that has given us the assumption of a mission as revealed to us by the love that we now share with each other. 2 minutes to go. Your time is up. Say that to me. My time is up. You say that? Say to me, my time is up. Yeah. Are you listening? Your time was almost up. I'm just pursuing you within your own mind to yell at you, hey, wait just a minute. Stop sequencing time into the future. Stop planning to die. Stop using your old references that are already over, projecting them into the future and refusing to accept now my interruption of your sequence of time. I'm representing your whole body for a moment. And if you stand still for a moment, you will be reparticleized. Jesus uses the term catalyst. He says the power of the Holy Spirit will act as a catalyst to convert your conceptual identity of yourself in the certainty that we share this single joy of eternal life represented by the love of God and our love for each other. Look at me. I'm going to be you just for a moment. And I'm going to show you how very beautiful, how very lovely you are in the mind of God. And therefore, in the mind of His Son. I love you with the certainty that we share the mind of God, not connected to our bodies at all. And in that moment, what happened? The bodies are reillusioned into a fabric of wholeness. This is resurrection. That allow us to see that the counter dream has worked and that we have departed the illusion that we were separate. So we use the concepts of the power of your conceptual consciousness to the advantage of the conversion, since you had been employing the power of the universe to deny your own. Yes, we will give it to each other now, won't we? And everyone you're going to begin to meet out in the new continuum, you will recognize within the factoring of the certainty that has now occurred. There's a new continuum going on all around us that we now recognize in our associations of love and forgiveness. We're seeing for the very first and last time that this world is over. God, and we can share together that God, the mind of God, the power of God, goes with us wherever we have gone. All right, and we're going to share that power at this moment in the realization that the love that we share is the love of the universe. Let's say it together. Perhaps I'll see you again. We're teaching out into the world all these ideas about this Course in Miracles. And we see you will have the joy of sharing that with us. So, let's say together, God bless us.